Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. I'm happy to announce that my guest today is Rabbi Joe Bell. We pre-recorded our interview together just a few days ago. You're going to hear all about how a nice Jewish boy found his faith in Messiah Yeshua. Right now, let's listen to Jonathan Sattel. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Come fellowship with us on Saturdays at 10 o'clock a.m. We're at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. And while you're at Shema Yisrael, please check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It's open after services every Saturday around noon, and it's also open on Tuesdays from 1 to 7. And Thursdays from 1 to 6. The Fig Tree Bookstore is a great place to go for CDs, tapes, prayer shawls, music, shofars, books about sharing Messiah, and jewelry. That's the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. And if you're in the Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Brith Hadashah. They're at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Next, here's the group Miha Shamayim, and this is called Sweet Child of Mine.
Sweet child of mine, how I long to hold you in my arms, look into your eyes, and make everything all right. Sweet child of mine, how I long to hold you in my arms, look into your eyes, and make everything all right. Come and tell me everything you need. It's my joy to provide for you. Don't you know you're my child and heir? I'll hold nothing back. Let me show my love for you. Darkest night, when you're pounded by the raging seas, when you're all alone, surrounded by your enemies, I'll be your strength and shield. You can depend on me. Let me show my love for you. Oh, in my image you were created. So long I waited for you to give your heart to me. No one has ever loved you the way I've always loved you, and will eternally. Oh, child of mine, sweet child of mine, I long to hold you in my arms, sweet child of mine. and make everything all right. Sweet child of mine, how I long to hold you in my arms, look into your eyes, and make everything all right. And make everything all right.
What a sweet song from Miha Shemayim. It really makes me think about the Lord as a parent, whether it's a father or even a mother figure, holding his child in his arms. And you know what else it reminds me of? The beautiful ministry of Sandy Arena. You have got to check out the film Arise, Sweet Sarah if you haven't seen it yet. I was going to the website arisesweetsarah.org, and this is what I saw. Through the beauty, gentleness and power of original score, dance, symbolism, and true testimony, Arise Sweet Sarah, the feature-length film, shares a message of life and healing in the aftermath of abortion. 1 in 3 women of childbearing age will abort by age 45, and these statistics are not exempt in the church. Now is the time to break the silence and let the healing begin. Find courage to watch. Find courage to share. Find courage to begin again. You can look at Arise Sweet Sarah over Amazon Prime or through Vimeo. I encourage you to go to www.arisesweetsarah.org for more information. Let's remember to save our babies. Thank you. And now here's John Waller reminding us that our God reigns here.
Our God reigns. claim this crown in Yeshua's name, 'cause our God reigns.
Shem Yeshua, amen. Now let's hear from Odell Chiropractic.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Now here's Ted Pierce with Zealous Over Zion.
Zion, I will dwell in Jerusalem.
I will dwell in Jerusalem. I will dwell in Jerusalem.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840.
Hey, this is Ted Pierce coming to you live from the Bagels and Blessings Convention in Pennsylvania. You are listening to the greatest show on radio, and aren't you glad?
Here's a beautiful song called Kadosh Ata, You Are Holy, with Karen and David Seguin.
סמכות על כל ימי
אהלל אותך לנצח כי אתה אדוני אתה לבדך ישוע שמחת חיי
קדוש 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 אתה
the joy of my life
holy
Changes in the air. Things are different at Europa Cafe. There is no seating anymore. But instead, come on into the Europa Cafe for baked goods, pastries, delicious goodies to go. The Europa Cafe is open on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 10 to 6, and Wednesday, Thursdays, Fridays, 10 to 8, and Sunday, 11 to 4. And of course, the Europa Deli is next door, and they still have wonderful European delicacies, pierogies, and herring, and fish, and cold cuts. So there you have it, folks. It's at 1694 Penfield Road. The phone number there is 385-2040. Europa Cafe and Deli, now all together in one room. Good. And now here's a word from Joel Chernoff on how you can be a blessing to Israel.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Did you know you have God to thank for the chore of spring cleaning? That's right. In Exodus 12:15, God ordered Israel to remove every speck of leaven from their homes before Passover. After thousands of years, preparation for Passover still begins with cleaning. Every spring, preparations for Passover include a thorough cleaning, including sweeping out the tiniest of crumbs. Spring cleaning a blessing? Who knew? This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I just wanted to remind you that today's show is pre-recorded, so there won't be a coupon giveaway today, as I will be away, but I will be back live in the studio on Saturday, February the 11th. But in the meantime, please put February 25th, 7 o'clock p.m. on your calendar. It's the annual Bagels and Blessings Variety Show and Bake Sale to help keep the radio program on the air. $5 a person, $10 a family, raffle prizes all night long. It'll be held right at Shammai Yisrael, 1326 North Winton Road. So that's Saturday night, February the 25th at 7 o'clock p.m., the annual Bagels and Blessings Variety Show and Bake Sale. Fabulous entertainment, delicious baked goodies. Hope to see you all there. And now, without further ado, here is my interview with Rabbi Joe Bell. Rabbi Joe Bell, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Well, thank you, Ethel. It's wonderful to be here today.
I love talking to people and hearing their story. Everybody has an incredible story, and I wondered if you would share with me a little bit about your background. Like, did you grow up in a typical Jewish home?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know what a typical Jewish home is. I grew up in my version of a typical Jewish home was conservadox. My dad raised us to be conservative, but he sent me to an Orthodox yeshiva, and we have Orthodox rabbis in our lineage, and my uncle helped bring Rabbi Soloveitchik, one of the great rabbis of the 20th century, to Boston in probably the 1920s or 30s. My uncle and my grandfather were instrumental in bringing Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik to Boston. So very, very interesting upbringing.
Wow, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, he married my parents, and I went to his school, the Maimonides School, for several years in Boston. My sister actually went all the way from kindergarten through 12th grade, and I think, honestly, I think the Lord took me out of there, because if I'd stayed, I would have become so Orthodox that I never would have found Yeshua.
Yeah, well, that leads me right to my next question. So, how does a nice Jewish boy with such a strong Jewish upbringing and culture, how does a nice Jewish boy like yourself start learning about the Messiah?
Well, great question. I started seeking God when I was 28 years old, back in the mid-90s. About 1995, my life just wasn't going the way I wanted it to go. I wanted to get married. I couldn't find the right gal. My career wasn't going. I was doing well. You know, I had a great job out of college. Then I went to law school, but I had a back injury, and nothing seemed to be working right. Joey wasn't happy. And so one day when I was 28 years old, I got down on my knees and I prayed. I said, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I said, if you're real, will you come into my life? Because I really need direction. I need your power. I need you to move in my life, because I'm floundering. And I just prayed that simple prayer, and I started reading my bar mitzvah Bible, and it wasn't even a year. I was managing a furniture store, and this woman came and applied for a job, and she said she was Jewish and Christian. And I said, you can't be Jewish and Christian. And I said, no, I am. I'm Jewish and I'm Christian. And she explained she was raised Jewish, but she had become a Christian. And I said, I thought she was crazy. I thought she was nuts. And okay, well, I hired her. And she saw me reading my bar mitzvah Bible. And she began to point out messianic prophecies, because this is at the time of my search. So she was the worst employee I ever had, by the way. She would leave, you know, I had a customer, it was a furniture store, and I had a customer bought thousands of dollars worth of special order furniture that take 2 months to make, and she wouldn't take their check.
Oh, no.
And the check's going to clear in a week or two. And she wouldn't take their check for like $3,000 or whatever it was, you know. And they didn't do business with us. And, that's the kind of person, you know, she just drove me crazy. But she shared Yeshua. God uses the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. She shared Yeshua with me, and she got me to read Isaiah 53, and she got me to read Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and his name shall, and the government will rest upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And I knew, with my Jewish upbringing, when I read El Gibor, that this son had the name El Gibor. That's the name of the God of Israel. That's one of his big, you know, that's the big guy's name. Mm. And that was, that caught me. And she got me to read Isaiah 53 and Micah 5, Israel's eternal king. And I knew eternal, only God is eternal. And certain things I had learned growing up. So I went to see my rabbi, and I said, Rabbi, this woman is saying that these passages are talking about Jesus Christ. And the rabbi said, that's not Jesus Christ.
Oy.
Okay, great, Rabbi.
Oy vey.
Who it is so I can get her off my back. And and the rabbi, all of a sudden, he was silent. And I realized he didn't have an answer. He didn't expect me to ask that. So he handed me a couple of books, and he shuffled me out of his office. And I was really in no man's land, because here I am expecting to be able to answer her and not able to answer her. So I went back to my old life for 10 months, and then I met a Jewish atheist named Noelle. She was a psychiatric nurse practitioner. And she liked to practice on me.
Oh, boy.
And so Noelle was a psychiatric nurse practitioner. And by the way, you know, she was Jewish. I said Jewish atheist with a name that means Christmas in French. quite amusing. Anyway, Noelle and I, we had a fight. And I won't go into the details of it, but she wouldn't forgive me. And it's not like I did anything that bad, if I told you what it was, but she just wouldn't forgive me.
Aww.
And all I wanted was to be forgiven. And you know, living up north, we get some pretty deep snow up there, right? So I shoveled about 2 or 3 blizzards out of her driveway, and I gave her roses and chocolate, and she would not forgive me. And it drove me crazy that she, you know, I just wanted to be forgiven.
Aww.
And at the same time as I was going through this, I was working for my family in the furniture business, and my father fired me.
What?
I had left the store that I was chain store I was working for, and gone to work for the family business. And I had ideas from the corporate world. And, you know, my dad had a mom and pop store with my brother. And my brother was allergic to work.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're making money, and I'm not making anything. And I wanted to do some stuff and make, you know, I had ideas to make some money so I could make a living, because I was the third man on the totem pole. And they basically didn't want to rock the boat, and I was probably young and zealous, and they kicked me out and asked me to leave politely, and gave me about 2 weeks. Well, during those 2 or 3 weeks while I was still working there and looking for a job, I started, that woman who worked for me had given me a New Testament, and I started reading it. Actually, I was really having a crisis one night, and I called a Christian friend, a Greek Orthodox guy, and I said, I told him what I was going through, and he said, Joe, I really feel for you. Have you ever read the Sermon on the Mount? And I said, no, John, I've never read the New Testament. He said, well, would you read it? So I said, sure, I, you know, what have I got to lose? I've tried Buddhism. I tried, you know, when I used to go to a masseuse, and she'd get me to sit in front of a Buddha on my, you know, in the lotus position and meditate.
Oh, dear.
It was useless. This was useless to me. And burn incense. So I did that for a while. That didn't do anything, but you know, I was seeking. And anyway, so he got me. He said, "Would you read the Sermon on the Mount?" So I opened up the Bible that this woman, Elise, had given me, And I read, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall inherit the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are you when they persecute you and say all kinds of terrible things about you. For great is your reward in heaven. Blessed are the peacemakers." And I thought, oh my goodness, my girlfriend just left me, my family fired me, I'm being persecuted, and this is telling me I'm blessed.
Oh my!
I said, you have to pay people to tell you this kind of stuff. and here it is. I'm reading it in a book. This is wonderful. So I just can't. I felt like somebody had, you know, taken the lid off my head and started pouring water in me. And I just kept reading the gospel. So I would read them during my lunch hour. I'd go back in the furniture store and sit on the couch and read, you know, the gospel of Mark or John or something. And I was starting to secretly believe that Jesus, and I didn't know who Yeshua was at the time. I only knew Jesus. And I was beginning to believe that Jesus was the Messiah of the Jewish people. And that he and God were pretty tight. And I actually said that. I said to God, "God, I'm beginning to believe you and Jesus are pretty tight. Please stop me if I'm wrong, because this, you heard my pedigree. I don't want to make a mistake here. I've got a lot on the line with my family and friends." And he didn't stop me. You know, he didn't stop me from believing. And a couple weeks later, Noelle broke up with me in January, and they fired me in January. And on Valentine's Day, this is a good Valentine's story because it's coming up. On the eve of Valentine's Day, I went to sleep, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and I couldn't breathe. My heart was racing, and I thought, I'm having a heart attack. I'm going to die. And I thought, this is horrible. I'm all alone. I was terrified. And they won't find me. My parents are in Florida for the winter, and, you know, I'm going to die, and they're going to find me for 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, that must have been very scary.
And I'm sorry?
That must have been very scary.
Oh, it was horrifying. It happened to a woman on the corner of my street growing up, and she actually did die. I didn't find her for 3-4 weeks in August, and oh my God, the smell was horrible. I thought that's what I was thinking of was going to happen to me. And all of a sudden, these thoughts came into my head. The Lord Jesus loves you. You have nothing to fear. The Lord Jesus loves you. You have nothing to fear. And at that moment, all my fear went away, and peace and love and joy, all this, there was all this fear and terror in the room, and death in the room, and all of a sudden, peace and joy and love, waves of just peace and shalom and love just filled the room. And I still thought I was dying, and I thought, I wish I could say goodbye to my mother. But I'm ready to go. Somehow, this Jesus is gonna take me, and I was rolled onto my back, and my arms were put out to my side, and my legs were out straight, and I'm on the bed. I had no control. I felt this energy roaring through my limbs, through my arms, all to my chest. My heart was racing. It seemed like 200 beats a minute. I thought it was gonna rip out of my chest, and it felt ecstatic. It felt incredible. And it was like, I'm a big guy. I mean, I'm 6'2 right now. You know, at that time I was probably 210 pounds. And it was just, I was like, I was being ravished. And I'd start calling out, "Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus." And the you know, I'm lying there, and then all of a sudden, thinking I'm going to die, but I didn't die. And the sun came out, and I didn't never had any consciousness of being asleep. And the sun came out, and I had this peace like I've never had before. And I went to bed. It was the eve of, as I said, Valentine's Day, and I was missing Noel. And I was missing, she was the Jewish atheist. I was missing her, and when I went to bed, when I woke up, I pitied her. Didn't miss her at all. I just pitied her that she didn't have what I had. I didn't even know what I had. You know, I'd found the Messiah, and I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know what it meant to be saved. I didn't know the benefits. I just knew that I found God. I found the Messiah, and I was just, you know, I hit the jackpot. So I was pretty excited, and I went to work that day as a greeting cards manager on Valentine's Day. You can imagine a greeting card company, and that was a big national company, I won't name it. But I went to their warehouse as an assistant manager, and they had Valentines all over the place. And it was like God was showering me with Valentines. And then I went to the section of the cards that had confirmation, where they have Jesus holding the little lamb. And I was like, oh, Jesus. You know, I was so in love with Jesus. And all these people that worked with me were cussing like sailors. And actually, they were women. And they're cussing like sailors. And I was like, don't you, you know, he's here. He can hear you. Can't you see it? Don't you know? And then they thought I was crazy. And that didn't last too much longer, about another month or so, maybe 2 months on the job. And I don't know, where did I go next from there? But I think that's when I went to the job lasted long enough. And then I had met a Jews for Jesus missionary. And I was so impressed. He would come. I was like his Barnabas. He would come to Boston, and I would carry his bags, and he would sleep on my couch, and I would go out evangelizing with him and help him put together fellowships and set the tables and do all these things. And I was so impressed, and he would call me a couple days a week, so at 7 o'clock in the morning, and read the book of John. And I was, like, so amazed that this guy would get up at 7 o'clock in the morning before I had to go to work and read the book of John with me. And it wasn't like the teachings weren't that great. It's not that they moved me so much. It's just the fact that he cared that really ministered to me. And you know, it's actually Mitch Foreman, the vice president of Chosen People Ministries today. And he was the guy that called me. And so when I got a vacation, I said to Mitch, I said, hey, Mitch, can I come down to New York with you and hang out with the Jews for Jesus? And he said, sure, come on, you know, come on down. So I got a vacation, and I went down to New York City, and David Brickner was the director and of the New York City branch at that time, not the world branch, but just the New York office. And I met David. I guess he was impressed that a guy gets saved and took his vacation to come hang out for a week with the Jews for Jesus. So he was impressed with my, you know, with that. So next week he was elevated to national world director of Jews for Jesus, and Moshe Rosen retired. And David, one of the first things he did was to create a school of discipleship. For me, and he invited me to New York City. They paid me a per diem. They gave me $28 a day. Imagine living in New York City on $28 a day. I lived in their building. They gave me all the bagels I could eat, and I studied with Dr. Lewis Goldberg, professor of Jewish studies emeritus from Moody Bible Institute, famous Hebrew Christian. And I studied with him four courses a semester. And I lived there, and when I wasn't doing classes with Dr. Goldberg, I was hanging out with the Jews for Jesus missionaries and going out in the streets of New York, evangelizing, going into the subways. And since I was musical, we were playing music in Grand Central Station and Times Square and, having concerts out in the streets. And then we had people passing out tracts while we would be singing. And it was wonderful. What a wonderful year of my life, just to be in New York City serving God. I used to hate New York City. From Boston, I would visit, and I'd stay in a hotel on the 8th floor, and I hear the traffic down below. It would drive me crazy. And I still like to visit New York for a couple days, but the city, never imagine living in New York City.
Sure. Rabbi Joe, I do have to interject because, believe it or not, we are, actually going to run out of time. I know there's a whole lot more to your story. I'm wondering if you would be willing to fast forward to today and how the Lord is using you today, because before you know it, we're going to have the end of the interview, and we don't have time for a whole lot more of what happened back in New York, although I'm so glad to know your background. But if you could fast forward to today, what is your status today? How is God using you today? And then we'll have to conclude the interview.
Okay, great. Well, been a Messianic rabbi, the Lord, after the wall, liberated Wailing Wall. My wife became an airline pilot when I married my wife. And I was with Jews for Jesus. We were on liberated Wailing Wall. And we settled in Tennessee and Virginia, Southwest Virginia. And God called me to start a Messianic congregation. It's called For Zion's Sake Ministries, or www.forzionsake.org, without the apostrophe, For Zion's Sake. And people can listen to us live stream on Saturday mornings at 10:45 if you're looking for a Messianic congregation. You can't get to one. We're fundraisers. We introduced the MJA to the largest donor in modern Messianic history. Joe and Cindy Gregory donated the Joe and Cindy Gregory Center for Humanitarian Aid in Israel for the Joseph Project. I've been a fundraiser since 2003. We've raised millions of dollars for the MJA. And have been doing that quietly, and we ran a bagel shop in 2002. We took over the only bagel shop in town. That was a dream from when I was 18, and it came to pass when I was 36. And we bought the bagel shop in town, and we named it the Manna Bagel Company. We just sold it in November. We ran it for 14 years. I had a vision of selling cappuccinos and bagels and coffee and having a Judaica shop and playing, Jewish music, Jewish gospel music. And we did that. It came to pass. And I won't go into the details of how that shop, God used it in many ways, but that's how we met Joe Gregory. Was through that shop. We met him in through the shop, and we also, as tent makers, we've had to run apartments to fund our ministry because we're kind of on the frontier of Messianic Judaism. Not a whole lot going on in Bristol, Tennessee, Jewish-wise. So that's been a challenge. But who knew we would find such support? We've raised. Like I said, God raised millions of dollars here in this area from these folks, these beautiful Christian people here, and who have supported the Messianic Jewish community and supported the Joseph Project.
Rabbi Joe, if somebody listening to the broadcast would like to donate, can you, again, just mention the website or where they can do that?
If they wanted to do that, they www.forzionsake.org. For Zion's sake. No apostrophe S, Ethel. And I am, last thing I'll tell you, I'm fighting cancer. I was diagnosed with a relapse of leukemia last year, and I've been battling that. And so I have, you know, that's been a struggle for my family and my children. But we push on, you know, we press on with the work, and now we're running the ministry and trying to get started writing. God's given me the marching orders to write a book. So I've never done that before. So we had a television show for several years, but that ended, and here we are. So it's been a great time. It's been a wonderful to share with you today. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much. May the Lord bless you. May He continue to heal your body. May He provide for your ministry, and may He give you the desires of your heart in the name of Yeshua.
Thank you. Thank you, Ethel.
So thank you so much for being my guest on Bagels and Blessings. And when you've got that book done, come back on the show and we'll talk about it.
Sounds great. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you. Shalom.
Shalom.
That was my interview with Rabbi Joe Bell. Be sure to keep him in your prayers for continued good health. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. This is Ethel Chadwick, and we do have time for one more song, so I'm going to select something from Nate Benjamin. This is called Revive Us.
Holy Spirit, come with power. We are hungry for your glory. You are holy. You are worthy. Take your place now, Lord, we pray.
Won't you revive us, revive us? We're crying out. We're hungry to see our kingdom come. Revive us, revive us. We're crying out for you. Won't you revive us, revive us? We're crying out. We're hungry to see your kingdom come. Revive us, revive us. We're crying out for you, oh Lord.
Derechech Adonai, Vayismorecha. Yair Adonai panav alecha, vikunecha. Yisa Adonai panav alecha, v'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.